Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from boss Pep Guardiola, who has paid tribute to Raheem Sterling for his hat-trick in the victory over Norwich on Saturday. It means that City have moved back to 12 points clear of Liverpool before their game on Sunday at the top of the table. Sterling with three goals in the comfortable win at Carrow Road. Phil Foden also on target in the victory. Afterwards, Guardiola said about Sterling, he made a fantastic game, especially after the goal. He was so aggressive and direct. He made a fantastic goal in the second one. He was there. He has been an incredibly important player in all the seasons. The amount of goals and assists, he always creates something when he has confidence. He is a really important player. Meanwhile, Guardiola was asked about an injury to Jack Grealish after he was ruled out of the game due to the injury that he picked up in the midweek win over Brentford. Guardiola hopes that the injury isn't long-term, but he doesn't know yet whether or not the former Villa man will be available for Tuesday's Champions League game against Sporting Lisbon. Guardiola said, I hope it's not serious. We will see. I don't know if he'll be ready for Tuesday. After Brentford, we trained and he was uncomfortable. He couldn't play against Norwich, but hopefully in the next few days he can. Finally, news on the transfer front. Some reports say that City are now leading the chase to sign Borussia Dortmund striker Erling Haaland. That's thanks to his father and former City player Alf Inge Haaland. He is likely to be available for his release clause of $68 million in the summer, with a whole host of top European clubs queuing up to sign him. But some reports say that City are leading the chase. That's all for now. We'll have more later.